This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. Was the next one we said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I'm Rocky. Join me today on this crazy free agency Thursday and ACC tournament is Big Shot BBB.
What's up? What's happening? How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Not too good. I don't think I can bear. I can't hear you in my earphones, man. I'm having some audio difficulty over here.
Same thing here. Everybody can hear us out there in radio land.
I know they can hear us over the airwaves.
Yeah, they can hear us out there. What did they do to my studio?
We are live at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, the Arrow Point building in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you ever dreamed of a career in this field, 1-800-TV-RADIO, go csb.com. Sign up to take the tour, man. Come on in. Check us out. Come sit in the studio. Do your own miniature podcast. Get excited behind it. Come work the board. Come figure out what they did to our music and to the audio. Help us out. Help us fix it.
Well, in case you didn't know, coming in, we played, of course, Biggie because it's 20 years.
20 years to the day, man.
20 years, man.
The greatest rapper of all time.
The greatest?
That's what a lot of people claim. I mean, I like this music. He was cool. Biggie was cool, man.
There we go. All right, we're back in better than yesterday.
Yay.
All right, somebody was messing with my extension over here. All right, now, anyway, moving back on to the show. Yeah, Biggie, man, 20 years. Was he the greatest rapper? He's up there.
He's up there. He had his run. We hate that he was cut down so soon.
24 when he passed away.
His legacy still lives on, man. I guess that's a big, you know, saying about your music that 20 years after you pass, your songs still play and kids still listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what's insane
about it? We'll call
him
the greatest. The greatest, Biggie Smalls.
What's insane about him is, you know, he passed away about the same time as Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac passed away, but September, and then 6 months later,
right?
6 months later. March of 2017, Biggie passed. That was a crazy 6 month whirlwind. 6-7 month whirlwind.
Yeah, I was watching Fresh Off the Boat and the kid paying tribute to Biggie on the show. You had to though, man.
I mean, we love fans of music love Biggie Smalls. Who didn't like the Bad Boy sound? Who still doesn't like the Bad Boy sound? Puff. And them guys made hot music. They still do their thing, man.
Yeah, and think
can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah,
Bad
I mean,
for life.
Mace owes them that, you know. I mean, but yeah. Anyway, 20 years a day, you know. Happy, you know. Rest in peace to one of the best in rap, definitely. And you don't hear a lot of his music today, so let's get into hot sauce. I guess we're getting the hot sauce right now. Getting into hot sauce. The big story, of course, this week was we're going to talk about the biggest stories. One of the biggest stories I wanted to talk to you about and ask you what your opinions are and everything else. Jenny Buss files a restraining order against her brothers to prevent them from pushing her out of the Lakers as president. What is wrong with this family? Do you think they will end up selling the team?
No, they will not sell the team. The Buss family is not selling the Lakers. There is no way. As long as Jeannie is around, she's going to be involved with the Lakers. Oh, that's the perfect beat to come in with beef. Jeannie shot first by getting rid of Jim, making him director of food and beverages or whatever he's doing now.
Food and beverages? Is that why he's over now?
That's just a title that I'm giving Jim Buss. He is the official director of food and beverages.
Hey, man.
He got Sam Rothstein.
We took you from the owner of the company. Now you're going to be the food and president.
Director of food and beverages. Make sure the lobster tail is fresh and make sure the steak is aged properly.
Make sure you take care of everybody in the suites. Make sure they're taken care of. They got their food and everything else.
But no, they won't sell the Lakers. And I am not mad at her because it was Jeannie and her father, the late Jerry Buss, that were really relevant about this team. The brothers didn't want anything to do with the team. And then when Dr. Buss got sick, here they come. So, no. She was not wrong for filing a lawsuit. And shame on them, man, trying to snatch control from her, man. Trying to team up on her to snatch control from her. They're pitiful, man. Miserable excuses for brothers.
I agree with you 100%. First of all, I think she should have done this sooner. The only bad thing, if she did it sooner, you know who the president of the Lakers would be right now.
Phil Jackson.
Yep.
Phil freaking
Jackson.
And
he ain't doing too good in New York.
We don't need that.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. But anyway, that's one story. The next story, I do not think they'll end up selling the team because they've had that company, that team forever. I mean, 60s.
Why would you sell the Lakers? It's the second most valuable franchise in the NBA world. It's ranked right around $3.2 billion.
And every year, Forbes, they're top two, three every year.
You don't get rid of money.
Right. All right, moving on to the next subject. Giants add Brandon Marshall to a 2-year, $12 million deal. Are the Giants the favorites in the NFC after this move?
In the NFC?
Yeah.
Hell no. They haven't addressed the secondary. They haven't addressed the offensive line. They haven't addressed the running game. Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard on paper. Wow. Real trendy names, guys. It sounds like H&M. You know, trendy, but cheap. You know, Brandon Marshall had his run. He's never made the playoffs. And I know that this all have to do with him, but maybe it's something about his aura that follows him. I don't know. The Giants are not the favorite in the NFC. Dare anybody to say the Giants are the favorite in the NFC. Really, Brandon Marshall wouldn't have helped them stop that shellacking that they took in Green Bay. Come on.
I agree. The only thing that he would have added was another wide receiver to be on that boat.
It would have been two wide receivers instead of one being beat up by field goal nets on the field.
Listen, I'm so sick of hearing how much Giants love this past week. I mean, last couple of days. I've had people – Brandon Marshall, he's going to put him over to the top. Last time I checked, he doesn't play offensive line. He does not play tight end. He does not run the ball. Now, I do like Paul Perkins. I think he's going to be a decent running back, and he might do pretty well. But they still have to address the offensive line this week, and they haven't.
And they made the playoffs last year, which means they're going to go another 6 seasons before they make the playoffs again.
Oh, and don't forget one other key little thing. We'll move on from the Giants. They still got the same QB. And last time I checked, he still can't hit their own receivers. He throws it to the other team a lot, or he fumbles. So until they address that. So Stephen A. Smith, shut up. By the way, Stephen A., please follow me on Twitter. BSS Carolinas, let me know. I would love to debate how much hate you have for the Dallas Cowboys. It's sickening how bad you are. But I'm going to throw that out there. Joe Mixon, do you draft him, yes or no, the rookie running back that's going to be drafted probably this season that for Oklahoma? He was, in case you haven't seen the video, he slapped a girl in the restaurant. 2014 video came out this past year, and now he wasn't invited to the combine. Him and Chad Kelly are only two not invited to the combine.
Do I draft him? If I'm in need of a running back and I can get him in the third or fourth round, yes. Because he's a first round talent. If he didn't have this incident on his back, he would be drafted in the first round, maybe the early second round.
I was listening to, they were comparing him to Zeke. He has better stuff. He's got better stats than Zeke did last year. Faster 40, higher vertical leap, everything. He's a bigger running back than Zeke is. So everybody's saying top five pick first round if this video didn't come out.
So you got to draft him. If you want to win, you need a running back. You got to draft him, right?
Here's what I think. All right. First of all, I ain't condoning slapping any woman, slap anybody. I don't care if video came out or not. You don't do it.
I posted it on the Facebook page if you haven't seen it, but I'm sure everybody has seen it. But it's on the Facebook page. It's pretty horrific.
Yeah. But you don't know what happened, but you don't slap a woman, whatever, like that. But anyway, I would do my research. You know, I'm sure they have, is like, hey, what have you done to make yourself better? Have you counseling anything else? Do you do this anymore? Do you not do this anymore? And then you're like, all right, I'll draft you. I mean, I'm all about giving a guy a second chance, anybody a second chance, but he's got to want a second chance.
And I know I have specific rules written into the contract that states if you do anything, we can null and void your contract 100%, and we can recoup any guaranteed money that we've given to you.
Absolutely. But I say yes, you draft him if you need him. I mean, look at the running backs. You know,
draft that kid, man.
A lot of people are saying, do you draft AP? Look at the run. I mean, Eddie Lacy, AP, there's some decent running backs, but you got young, very good running backs come out this year.
And what Joe Mixon did was wrong, but the young lady did shove him first. Still no right to put his
still
hands
don't hit
on
her. And I don't care if she pushed you or not. She was with another guy. I don't know what the other guy had to do with it. But the point is, you don't slap her. All right? Watch the video. It looked like she walked in, said something to him, and he slapped her. That was it. So, but you don't do it. Moving on to the next subject. Cowboys now expect to trade Romo to either Denver or Houston. First of all, where will he end up? Secondly, talking about trading him to Denver, they're talking about maybe Talib going to Dallas and then Trevor Siemian going to New York for the Jets. Where will he end up? Also, is Romo the second best quarterback in Cowboys history behind Staubach? Does Romo go into the Hall of Fame, or does he even go into the Cowboys Ring of Honor?
Okay, damn, that's a lot of questions. First, to the Romo thing, is he the second best quarterback in Cowboy history? Hell no. Is he a Hall of Famer? Hell no. Will he go in the Cowboy Ring of Honor? Hell yes, because Jerry Jones loves him. Now, Romo to the Jets, Romo to the Broncos, Romo to the Texans. You are drafting a brittle, frail shell of a former quarterback that used to be called Tony Romo, okay? The first time he gets hit hard, I hope y'all are listening, he's done. He's out for the season.
You don't know that.
First time he gets hit hard, he's done. He's out for the season. The law of averages show, man, he's been hurt 3 of the last 4 years. He's going to continue to get hurt. Don't go there with Tony Romo, man. Leave Tony Romo on the shelf, man. Find somebody who can stand in the pocket. Draft somebody. Find somebody you can groom. There's got to be somebody. Just my own personal opinion.
Okay.
I'm not a GM.
Well, let me go battle here with you on a couple of things. First, where will he end up? Denver. I still think it's going to be Denver. Houston, maybe. But I think Denver. Because I think you will figure out, they'll figure out something to trade him. Secondly, is Romo the second best quarterback in Cowboys history behind Staubach? Absolutely, he is. Let me tell you why. Have you looked at stats? Which one matters more, championships or stats? Championships. Last time I checked, no.
Championships.
Okay, so, all right, let's compare. Troy Aikman versus Tony Romo. Troy Aikman, who I absolutely love as a quarterback, if you put him on this team, he wouldn't have the seasons that Tony did. He wouldn't. He had 165 touchdowns, 141 picks. That's what Aikman had. Romo's at 248 and 117. He's doubled almost the touchdowns. Now, he's played more. And as I heard my buddy Stephen A. Smith, if you listen to our show, which I wish you did, dude, we need to debate because, I mean, the stuff you're throwing out, Aikman, he was better. I was like, dude, the most touchdowns Aikman ever had was 23. Tony did that seven times more than 23 touchdowns in a season. How you not telling him? How you not saying Romo is not better? And I love Aikman. Aikman's one of my favorite players of all time. But you, and it's different eras. I get it. But today's team, if Tony Romo wasn't on Dallas, we wouldn't be in any of the seasons. We would have been done. I mean, 2 years ago, Big Shot, you can say what you want, but 2 years ago, he should be an MVP. He was 34 touchdowns, 9 picks, a 113 rating, quarterback rating, and we lost to the Packers on a bad call. It is what it is, but we still do. I mean, 37,000 yards, and you're saying he's not better than Aikman?
No, he's not. I mean,
just because of three Super Bowls? Better
three, exactly. Oh, my God.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm sticking up for
him. How are you going to argue what do you mean? Three
it's easy.
Super Bowl
it's
trophies?
Easy. Okay, it's easy. It's
Aikman
easy.
Has more Super Bowl trophies than Romo has playoff wins.
But if you go, it's not about winning Super Bowls. It's about what your stats are. That is what we go by, right? Who's the best quarterback of all time? Montana?
Tom Brady.
Because Super Bowls or seasons?
It's Super Bowls.
It's a combination, right?
It's Super Bowls.
Dan Marino, do you put him in the top 10 of quarterbacks all time? He ain't got no Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's maybe in the top 10.
Okay.
If I'm thinking about it, I got to go look at my list, but he's probably in the top 10 because
that's
got
my
the
point.
Numbers,
if you look at the numbers that Romo has, 32,000 yards, 106, that's Aikman. 34,000 yards. He's Cowboys' leading all-time passer in touchdowns and passing yards.
That's why he's going in the Cowboys' Ring of Honor. You can't go in the Hall of Fame with two playoff wins.
Why not? There's other people. Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame. He has zero. Dan Fouts.
He had no team around him.
Oh, my God. And Romo has it?
Yes,
Romo has had teams. Oh, baloney. Baloney.
Bryant.
If you compare
DeMarco Murray,
if you compare Tony Romo.
Terrell Owens.
If you compare
Jason Witten in his prime.
If you compare Tony Romo to Troy Aikman, what they had on their teams, who had the better teams? It was the Aikman teams. Trust me. It was the Aikman teams. Because you got one of the best running back of all time. I don't care what anybody says. You had Michael Irvin, one of the best wide receivers. You had Jay Novacek, one of the best tight ends. All right, let's fast forward to Mr. Romo's teams. You got who? Dez Bryant, T.O., who's not in the Hall of Fame yet, who should be. Who else? Jason Witten? And the offense line was okay when Romo first started.
Who was that
but
guy?
It's not been like it's been last
number 84
years.
Y'all used to have.
That
he used
That's
to,
Novacek.
Not Novacek. He was a wide receiver.
Harper?
Not Harper. He played with Terrell Owens. Damn, what was his name?
Glenn?
Not Terry Glenn, because that was Drew Bledsoe days. It was Terrell Owens.
But the point is, they've always had weapons.
They had Marion Barber and Terrence Jones, I remember.
Really? And you comparing that to
Marion Barber and Jones behind that line were
that offensive line wasn't that good.
That line was good enough
it
for them.
It wasn't like this
they
line.
They ran the ball
My
really
point
well.
Is, it's not like this line now, and it's not like the line in the 90s.
The
it's
year,
not the same
The year
line.
The Giants won Super Bowl 42. They went on the road a divisional playoff game to where? To the 12-4 NFC best that year, Dallas Cowboys, and beat and just beating up on the Cowboys. The Cowboys
I remember
bad teams. Romo has
they didn't have a great team back then
to be in Super Bowls. But, he's had teams that
there's no doubt.
He has not delivered.
He has not delivered. Take it back. Even the year that he lost to the Giants on the first round of the playoffs, we didn't have a team. And everybody will tell you we had good pieces on offense. When's the last time we had a defense in Dallas? Let me tell you, my friend, back in the 90s is the last time we had a defense in Dallas. When we had a defense in Dallas?
I don't know.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, you're basing it. I'm just saying what Romo has done is as impressive as anything any other quarterback
he has
done.
What he's done for the Dallas Cowboys is to get him in the Dallas Cowboy Ring of Honor, which he will go in. But Hall of Fame, second best,
dude,
quarterback.
My argument is he is better than Troy Aikman. And if you compare the stats, he is. Does Aikman have more Super Bowls? Yes. Look at the team that Aikman had. He was loaded from offense to defense.
Aikman's first 3 years for the Cowboys, he got destroyed because the Cowboys were awful.
But they loaded up the talent with that trade, and they got a lot better offense line, defense line, secondary. Dude, Ken Norton Jr., I mean, come on, Larry Brown, some of the cornerbacks. Who? Darren Woodson? Who Dallas got? Barry Church? Who we're getting ready?
He's about to just get paid. He's had Jags. Brandon Carr, Morris Claiborne, Sean Lee.
I love Sean Lee, but he's finally stayed healthy 1 year right now, 2 years.
He's had the best offensive line in the game the past four seasons.
And no running game. DeMarco for 1 year, he left. Then we go to Darren McFadden.
Who had a 1,000-yard season the first of his career last season.
And Romo.
Romo
has had career years, dude.
He's had brittle, beat up past three seasons. He hasn't played.
How can you say he's not? Dude, 34 touchdowns. The last time he played, 2014, 34 touchdowns, 9 picks. The year before, 28 yards, 31-10. The year before that, 4,903 yards, 28-19. The year before that, 4,184. 31 touchdowns and 10 picks. Come on, man.
You know who?
What else you got to
do? You know who Tony Romo is right now? He's DeMarcus Cousins. He's Anthony Davis. He's Kevin Love with the Timberwolves.
He's not DeMarcus Cousins.
Putting up stats on bad losing teams. That's all he does.
How is it bad losing teams? We go 10-6 and 13-3.
8-8. 8-8.
Yes, because it's been a bad talent around him on defense. We've had the key areas that have been good, but the defense has been awful. The offense line finally is really, really great. So, all right, well, I'm going to just say Romo should be in the Ring of Honor, and if he goes to Hall of Fame, I understand why. If he doesn't play again, you don't think he goes to Hall of Fame?
Absolutely not.
I disagree. I think
absolutely
he does.
Absolutely not.
And you don't think he's better than Troy Aikman just because of Super Bowl championships.
Absolutely
I
not.
I just gave you the stats.
He's got better stats. Woo-hoo. Give me the guy
is that not what matters?
Give me the guy that has more Super Bowl rings than the other guy has playoff wins.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
bling, bling. Yeah. Throw them pinky rings up and there it is.
I can't believe you're standing up for Aikman. You just hating. You hate Romo that bad.
I hate the Aikman Cowboys more than any version of the Cowboys because they were beating the crap out of my team every year. So, you know how tough it is for me to be standing up for Troy Aikman right now.
I know. Real fast, we'll go one more and then we'll end this segment. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim trashes freaking ACC tournament site. Actually, won't we save this for the next segment?
Okay.
We'll do cool this next. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about Boeheim, what he said. And will the ACC tournament come back? So, hopefully, and we'll see where this one goes.
Always, sports is life, man.
That's right, and you can catch us everywhere. Facebook Live Facebook Live there, and
Periscope
to the left.
Right, left, yeah, right.
Everywhere. And, as always, you said sports is life, and you can catch us everywhere.